Sunday, April 19th, was a gloriously beautiful day with the garden at perfection. We'd asked Secretary and Mrs. Dillon to go to St. Mark's to church with us, and when Ambassador Stevenson came over about 10:15 in the morning to talk a little business, we sort of abducted him and took him along too. Linda Bird was with us, and Lucy, late as usual, slipped into the pew about 5 minutes after we'd gotten in. Bill Baxter lived up to my expectations. It's just the sort of place I'd like to take Ambassador Stevenson to. Coming in from church, Lyndon waved to all the tourists at the gate, even stuck out his hand and shook hands with a few of them. Adley had to leave right away. But the Dillons stayed for lunch and the McNamaras joined us. First, we had a good walk in the garden, much to the delight of him and her, who romped all around us, jumped up and down, probably cost me $8 in cleaning bills, but reminded me so much of dear dog that it was worth it. We swam, and I was surprised to learn that Phyllis had never seen the pool before. Then had a late, good lunch. The ladies gave me some advice about my combination dressing room and office. And then it began to cloud up and rain, so that the men could not play golf after all. After our guests left, Lyndon lay down for a nap, and I faced the prospect of telling Bernie goodbye. He came in to see me, very tall and slim and sad, told me simply that he and Linda Bird had decided not to see each other anymore until Christmas, and then they would see if they wanted to get back together again for dates, if not to be engaged. He said it had been brewing for some time, and he only wished they had done it earlier because they'd gone through a lot of heartache. I know for me it is painful because I like him and respect him so much, and because he's going back to that cold gray ship, all steel, and Linda Bird will stay here to warmth and family and excitement. And my heart aches for him. As he started to step into the elevator, I reached up and kissed him goodbye. I am not at all sure that he's gone out of our lives, but I think that for now, this is the best. Later, the Valentis and the Busbys came over to see us. We talked staff business and went to bed early. I had taken Bernie in to tell Lyndon goodbye, but I had left before he really did. Afterwards, I was pleased to hear Lyndon say how manfully he behaved and to know how much it really mattered to Lyndon. I want him to know and share some of those little girls' heartaches and their joys.